So here we are at Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment and Hunter's Hollywood Hits review for the live Beauty and the Beast musical experience at the Odeon Leicester Square opening night on the 17th of March. Now, for 3 nights over the opening weekend from the 17th to the 19th of March, superfans of Disney's Beauty and the Beast could get to feel like the belle of the ball as they got to enjoy not only the screening of the long-awaited, newly created live-action version of Beauty and the Beast, but also the privilege of watching a live orchestral performance from the Disney Concert Orchestra within the Odeon Leicester Square cinema. Now, we were treated at this occasion to some of Alan Menken's award-winning compositions from the film, ranging from the prologue and introduction to Something There, Belle, the ever-popular Be Our Guest, and the beautifully romantic Beauty and the Beast. Now, not only did we get to hear from talented musicians from the Disney Concert Orchestra, we also enjoyed vocal performances from six of West End's most talented and prolific singers and actors, namely Lorna Want, Scott Garnham, Annalene Beechey, James Gant, Jenna Lee James and Oliver Lydert. And Louise Hunt was on piano. Now, the orchestra and singers gave a tremendous performance under the direction of conductor Simon Lee, and with specially created visuals as well as scenes from the long-awaited film showing alongside the live orchestra and the singers, it was a real delight for all the senses. A truly immersive experience that left us feeling enchanted and which greatly enhanced the whole experience. Now, we all remember Celine Dion and Peebo Bryson singing the original song, and another delight to add to the pre-show event was the chance to hear and see the new video to accompany the film, and a re-recorded version of the song, Beauty and the Beast, by the talented John Legend and Ariana Grant. Now, the special pre-show event also included, most excitingly for fans, the composer, the great man himself, award-winning composer Alan Menken, offered wonderful insights into how the multi-award-winning music was brought to life for the original 1991 animated movie, but also how it's going to be updated for the new updated live-action film. Now, Alan spoke of being inspired by the great Saint-Saëns for the prologue and of being inspired by Mozart-like classical pastoral works for the song Belle. So it's really interesting to get that insight from the composer himself. That's a real thrill to get to see and hear Alan Menken's newly composed song for the film, Evermore. Now, this is a song that Alan once again collaborated with Sir Tim Rice on, and once again they created magic. The song was sung to perfection and it was played perfectly with real soul and passion, just exquisite. Now, the song was also sung brilliantly by Dan Stevens, who played the Beast, best known to many of his fans as Matthew Crawley in the award-winning television series Downton Abbey. Now, Dan as the Beast gives a very powerful performance and is very animalistic with great presence. We start to see that fine line between man and beast, which brings a wonderful humanity to the role and makes the character very endearing. Now, moving on from where the action left off, Dan said that he wanted to bring humour to the character. And in an interview with, he said that having worked with director Bill Condon in the film The Fifth Estate, he wanted to collaborate again and they were going to bring much nuances to the roles. Now, as screenwriter and director, Bill Condon pitches the humour and the comedy perfectly whilst losing nothing of the true Disney magic and the romance that we all long to see. Now, Dan as the Beast and Emma Watson as the beautiful Belle certainly have chemistry between them, and they're very believable throughout. We enjoy watching their feelings towards each other develop. Plus, there's plenty of fun moments and a lot of comedy at times as well. Now, Emma Watson has a beautifully lyrical voice as Belle, and she simply shines throughout. She has a real glow about her, and she plays the role with great intelligence and spirit, once again moving it on from the animation. Now, it's a delight for fans of Sir Ian McKellen that he's making his musical debut at the age of 76 in this live-action animation. He's the tightly wound head butler, Cogworth, who's transformed into a mantle clock by the beautiful Enchantress, who also transforms the vain prince into a beast. And we also have Ewan McGregor as Lumiere, the valet-turned-candelabra, who literally lights up the screen. And adding a warm, mumsy Mrs. Pott is the ever-brilliant Emma Thompson. Now, you can always be assured of an assured screen performance from the charismatic Kevin Kline, and as Belle's artist father, he makes the character most empathetic and likeable throughout. Now, the character of Gaston in the Disney animation is a barrel-chested, larger-than-life, egotistic village heartthrob, and filling those rather wide shoulders is Luke Evans, who is absolutely brilliant in bringing this over-exaggerated, egomaniac, shallow character to life and making it believable. Now, his voice, I say, was one of the strongest, really incredible. And having starred in many a West End musical, he was terrific vocally. He also gave it a lot of gravitas, a wonderful gravitas. So there was much singing in the film for his character, and he did it very, very well. I say, there's also a bit of levity as well. And the scenes in which he and Le Fru, his long-suffering sidekick, appear were full of humour. And both he and Josh Gad, as Le Fru, were a wonderful comic partnership, with a real gift of delivering visual and vocal gags throughout as these villainous characters. Now, though you'll know and love many of the established characters, there were also several new scenes and indeed new characters in the introduction of the form of cadenza, a musical maestro termed harpsichord, played with real charm by Stanley Tucci. And Madame de Garderobe, a renowned opera diva who turns into an enormous wardrobe due to that enchantress, and adding a lot of humour, particularly in Belle's first transformation scene ahead of dinner. Now, talking of dinners, you'll see firm favourites like Be Our Guest, when the lovable and comedic crockery characters present Belle's dinner. Now, whilst like me, you probably loved the animation with its glorious detail, I have to say this live-action film takes the scene to a whole new level. In terms of CGI action and choreography, the entire piece is perfection, and it really develops on the original in a most dramatic fashion. All the colour, spectacle, the real Busby Barkley dance formations are a real delight. And as Dan Stevens and Anna Menken hoped, it would be faithful to the original, but this film would move things on, and it really does. It's a splendid showstopper, really magical. Now, the fictional set of Villeneuve, the village where Belle and her father live, was brought to life by the dedication of well over 1,000 crew working round the clock to build a mammoth 27 sets at our iconic local Surrey studios of Shepperton. And with more than 150 extras, hundreds of animals, countless props, the opening scene alone assures you that this film will be magical and it will enthrall and enchant from start to finish. Now, there's much attention to detail in every aspect, from the astonishing acting, the assured direction, and the dazzling, delightful costumes, adorned as Belle's vibrant dress is, painted in gold leaf and accentuated with 2,160 Swarovski crystals. It really is a sight to behold. Absolutely breathtaking. And, of course, with the breathtaking score as well, I have to say, actually, much credit goes to all the costume people for their hard work. 12,000 hours to make that costume and its many replicas. Just amazing. Now, it's got a breathtaking musical score, clever, seamless CGI special effects. This tale as old as time will make you feel very much like you're an invited guest, and you will see the beauty from within brought to life in this action animation. Enduringly brilliant story that's going to leave you enchanted. So there we are. That was Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review and the Hunter's Hollywood Hits review for Beauty and the Beast, the live orchestral special event performance over the weekend of the 17th to the 19th at the Odeon Leicester Square in London.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.